everybody. This is Julian Joyella with you with The Positive Mind, bringing you ideas, concepts, and guests to help you lead a more positively minded life. And today is part two of our program from yesterday, in tribute to the passing of Armand DeMille. And for those who haven't heard, we did a program yesterday about Armand DeMille, who's close to me, close to everyone here. With me today, Ben Starr, co-host, close friend of mine, and Armand DeMille. Elizabeth Sastry, a close friend also. Kevin O'Donohue, a close friend and colleague. How you doing? And Michael Morrison, a longtime friend and colleague of Armand DeMille. So we've got a full room. And we're going to continue on today talking about Armand and how he affected your life. Also, we're going to give the phone number today to call in right away because we want to hear from you today. The phone number to call in and just let us know what the positive mind, what kind of impact it had on your life by calling 212-757-5555, 212-757-5555.
Yeah, you know, Julian, we got so much feedback from listeners yesterday, both via email, online, social networks, and we just had a flood of responses and an outpouring of emotion and grief and gratitude. And it was just incredible to really experience that and see that. I want to quickly say that we got so many emails that we feel we want to go through them and compile them and read them on the air next week. But I want to quickly thank those of you who wrote. Just a few of you who wrote, Alessandro, Anne, Daphne and Frank, Barbara, thank you for that lovely note, Jeff P., Catherine, thank you for writing. I know how much you meant to Armand. Joanne Prabjat, Jose from the Dominican Republic, Blind Man Mike, thank you. Walter, Alan, thanks for writing. Kim, Jeffrey, Cynthia, Marietta, Rick, Miriam, and Diana. Thank you so much,
yes,
Diana.
Yes, I mean, me and Ben were looking at this today. We were saying we want to really spend the time to look at these letters and get some of the great stuff that people are saying about him, the unique experiences that they had with Armand, and bring them to you. And hopefully next week we'll be able to give you some of the more details from what's going on. But thank you so much for sending your stuff in. And make sure to continue sending these letters in. We actually have a new email at The Positive Mind. It's positivemind@wbai.org. So if you'd love to send a letter, send just a message to us, we'd love to read it, and hopefully let us know if you want us to read it on air, or just questions for us. If you have any kind of comment, questions, we'd love to continue what Armand always did and hear feedback from our listeners. So send us an email at positivemind@wbai.org.
It's important that everyone has the chance to really express what this means to them and what they're going through with this, and get a sense of understanding and maybe some closure. And I did feel like from a lot of the messages that I read that there are a lot of people out there who have some questions, who want a little more clarity and understanding about what was going on with Armand. So I thought that Kevin and Julian and Michael and Elizabeth and I could share a little bit about saying goodbye to Armand and what Armand was going through.
Absolutely. And also, for those who calling in right now, just hang on for a couple of minutes. We're going to give you guys this this information, and then we'll get right to your calls. And thank you, David, for hanging on the line.
And one other thing, just, you know, last night we did a memorial here at the DeMille Center, and we're going to continue that tonight. So any of you new listeners who couldn't make it yesterday, we're going to be here tonight from 6:30 till 9 p.m. We had some really fine people yesterday, 119 West 57th, Suite 1100.
Yes, you can also go to thepositivemind.com, and that address and our phone number are here. So make sure to come by if you want to, you know, become part of a group of people who knew him, talk about stories. It was a fantastic community.
Just spontaneous sharing.
Yes, beautiful, you know, beautiful group of people to be a part of, really.
And everybody's welcome. So.
Yeah, I mean, I know one that really stuck out for me yesterday was a woman was there, and she had said that she'd been listening to Armand for 10 years from her home, and she said that she had never been in a social situation for those 10 years, and she'd only been listening to Armand, and he'd played such a vital role in those 10 years for her, keeping her sane and keeping her just listening and keeping her there. And when she heard about his passing, she said, I can't spend the next 10 years in isolation. And she joined our group last night. Yeah. And she said that, you know, Armand is even helping me now. And it was really beautiful. And it was just a lot of that. And we would love for anybody, any experiences like that. It doesn't have to be, you know, that intense. But please join us tonight again at the DeMille Center. You can go to thepositivemind.com and find our address there.
And I didn't get to ask her. You know, he has a way, his voice had a way of filling a room. So, you know, it never felt like it was just you and him. It could feel like there was a whole crowd around when he was talking on the radio. So it must have been a great comfort for her.
Absolutely.
I was really moved by how many listeners heard the announcement to come and just showed up.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
I want to encourage people to show up tonight. You know, even if you've never met Armand, if you've never been to the center, you know, you're welcome, because what we're doing here is just kind of celebrating and discussing and really mm-hmm. trying to understand mm-hmm. what Armand meant to all of us. And it was really beautiful last night.
And Indra shared, Indra here at the office who takes calls, shared about a lot of people who couldn't afford to come to the center, who just loved hearing his voice and just how much of a traveler they've been with him
right.
all these years. And coming here last night, these people that came in were just so grateful and wanted details about who the man was. So
yeah.
We're really encouraging you all to come down tonight. There'll be therapists here. You know, there'll be friends, people just sharing spontaneously everything that they
yeah,
feel.
Yeah, it's a real loving group of people. And Armand, I know, surrounded himself with people that he felt were kind and compassionate people. So it's really beautiful.
Yeah.
But, I mean, back to just a little bit of information about what happened. Armand, we were visiting him in the hospital for about 10 days before he passed 2 days ago on June 22nd. And, I mean, I don't know if you guys want to talk about it. We were all there, me, Kevin, Ben, Michael also. And He was lucid. He was there, and he was in control. We like to say, the whole time. And it was quite incredible. His mind is so astute, and just watching him, just his eyes, really, are just so clear. And
his mind. I mean, you know, it was hard to believe that this man was on death's door, because he was so clear. His mind was so sharp, even till the end. I mean, he was, you know, guiding, directing people, commenting on what people were saying, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Did you really mean it that way, Kevin? You know, I mean, so usually when people are on death's door, you know, their intellectual powers are fading.
Yeah,
fading. And you want, you know, you feel for them, and you want, he was as sharp as.
Yeah, there were moments when me and you, Kevin, we were sitting there, and we were planning a radio show. We're planning this radio show, and he's lying there in this bed, and he's like, well, no, I don't know if this is, you know, ready to go, but we should, you know, take this, and the listeners will like this, and this is what really sounds good. Take this idea, and
right.
don't be judgmental about it, and really, you know, focus on this. This is what I want to say, and it was just incredible.
And how to keep this center going. He's very concerned about keeping the center going and being very specific about where documents were, what you needed to do. You know, he was thinking ahead. He wasn't just...
And he was also ready to celebrate too. I mean, it was so funny. He, you know, he wanted everybody to be happy and share that this experience with him. So we were all there in the room, and we would, you know, we were sharing wine with him, and it was like, it was
the cost of admission. I mean, you had to
yeah.
you had to have vintage scotch when you walked in. I mean, when I walked in, Michael came over to me and handed me a syringe, 87. You know, Johnny Walker Blue Scotch, and I'm like, it's 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
I found that he was just downright jovial at times in the hospital. Right. I mean, he was very much with it, and he was surrounded by those who loved him and people that he loved, and he really had the chance to say goodbye in a meaningful way that not everybody gets to do when they leave this earth, and that I found was, I mean, he did it on his terms.
He sure did.
He did like everything.
Yeah.
He did it on his terms.
Yeah. So we actually have David on the line. David, are you still there?
I am. Hi. How are you?
Hi, David. We'd love to just hear from you what the Positive Mind has done for you in the past. And, yeah, I mean, go for it.
Well, I've been listening to Armand since the 1990s. And, in fact, I sent an email last night to... There was a time when Armand had a fairly frequent guest, Eli Jackson Bear.
Yeah, I recognize the name, yeah.
Do you recognize Enneagram, the name?
Enneagram,
yeah.
And so I sent Eli an email, and Eli sent one back thanking me for letting him know of Armand's passing. It's just sad. You know, I was on the air. I never met Armand. Regrettably, but I was on the air just a few weeks ago, and I had mentioned to Armand that that I wrote a book, and he said, "Oh, send me a copy." And I've just had such a difficult time getting my act together and sending out books, and I so regret not having sent a copy of the book to him, and. But I'd like to stop by tonight. And
yeah, please do. You're welcome.
And bring the book, because we have other therapists here who might be interested and might get you on the radio talking about your book if it's...
Well, I don't want to, you know, exploit the situation.
No, of course not. Yeah, yeah, sure.
David, do you happen to remember which episode that was that you called in?
I don't. It was about... It wasn't very long ago. It was about 3 weeks ago. Oh, I wanted to mention one thing, if I may, for just a second, and
sure.
I'll get off the air. But you know, there were times that people would call, and out of the blue, Armand would say, whether it was a woman or a man, he would say, "Tell me something. Your father traveled a lot. He was never home. He was on business and." And he was away a lot, and even though he took care of the bills, he wasn't really there for you. And the person would say, like, "How did you know that?" or he would say, "Tell me something. Your mother was very she meant well, but she was very mean." And it would just the person would just say, like, "How did I didn't even mention that? How did you know?"
I know, and it's incredible because I would always be here. I'm always screening the calls, and I had never heard the voice or the name before, and I would pass it to him, and he'd say, "Oh, who's that?" You know, and would answer the phone, and then something like that would happen, and I'd be like, "Did you know that person? I don't understand." And it was really just off the cuff. It was really out of the blue. It was incredible.
Intuition.
Yeah. His one time perceptive he said, abilities were almost uncanny.
And one time he said, "Hello, do you have a dog?"
Yeah. Yes, he would do things like that. Yeah, yeah, without hearing the dog.
Right.
You would just know the person. Anyway, thank you. I will be there tonight.
Yeah, David, actually, I think, I mean, I hope this is you, David, but I have a list of the names of the people who called in, and on April 8th, we have a David. So if that was you, I would say go check out the archives for that day, and maybe you can find yourself on that program if you want to go listen to that again.
That's nice. Thank you.
Yeah.
All right,
thanks for calling in, David, and hopefully we'll see you tonight.
I'll see you tonight.
All right. Thanks for calling in.
Okay, again, tonight it's at
Bye-bye.
West 57th Street, 119 West 57th, 11th floor.
You know, something touching on what David just said, there was just this aura of magic that surrounded Armand.
Yeah.
This almost supernatural thing that Armand had about him at all times. Like David said, with the almost reading people's minds through the phone.
Yep.
I mean, I wondered how he did that. And even yesterday.
He called it sleight of mind.
Yeah.
Not sleight of hand.
When I was on my way here yesterday, I was two blocks away, coming up 6th Avenue, and I ran into my boss from another job that I have at another radio station.
Oh.
Which was, to me, so bizarre, because here I am, you know, going to honor and pay tribute to Armand, one boss and mentor and friend and colleague, and then I see another guy that I work for two blocks away.
Wow.
It just kind of boggled my mind.
Wow. Has he heard you on the show?
Yeah.
He has?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So he's not jealous. That,
you know. No.
Okay.
But, yeah, okay. There was just this magical sensation about Armand.
Julian, do you know when Armand got interested in magic? I mean, was he interested in magic as a young man?
I know he used to always... I remember he wowed Ben once. We were together, and he just, I mean, blew all of our minds with this one card trick. And, I mean, it really didn't feel like a trick. It was magical.
Right.
He's always been doing magic tricks ever since I was a kid. So I can imagine it's been for a long time.
Yeah, the card trick that took 20 minutes.
I know, yeah. It was like this long-winded card trick, but totally worth it. And it was like, at the end, it was like, I think, you know, you pull the card out of your heart and you know, it was the three of hearts and you have, you know, it was like, oh my God, how did you know? And
I still have it. It's the four of diamonds.
Yeah.
It's in my living room.
Yeah. It was really beautiful though. I mean,
yeah, he told me to keep it. I said, don't you need it to keep your complete deck? And he said, no, just take it.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, and right. Of course, you know, Armand has this knack for magic. And it makes so much sense.
Yeah.
Yvonne, we have you on the line. Are you still there?
Yes, I am.
Hi, and I know this is tough and emotional for all of us, but we would love to hear from you how this affected you, how the positive mind maybe played a positive role in your life, even if it's just a few words, just, you know, from your point of view.
Well, first of all, I want to thank God for having put Armand in my life. I listened to Armand for the last 15 years every single day. Every time that he was on online, I listened to him. I spoke to him on the phone once at the program, mm-hmm. and he told me things about myself that exactly like the previous guest. I kept saying to myself, how did he know? How did he know? And if I remember correctly, this is a couple of years back. It was a program that had to do with fathers, and my father was not present in my life as I was growing up. And he was comparing the father to husbands, and I called him because I'd been married for 39 years, and I was so happy to get on the phone and let him know that I had a great husband and whatever, and then his answer to me was totally different from what I was expecting. And it made me see a lot of things that I perhaps never even looked at in the past. And then subsequently, one time I donated, and I went to see Armand. I fell into a terrible depression. Over the last 5 years, I gained like 40 pounds since he's seen me. And Armand was just wonderful. His kindness, his wisdom, his understanding of things, it was just a blessing. And I gotten over my depression pretty much, you know, thank God. But I said to a church member this morning on an email, I said, you and I can talk because, you know, part of the church, but we two in the church that we know about, that we listen to Armand every day. And, you know, I said to her, between the Word of God and Armand's wisdom, helped me get through this, and I'm so thankful for that. But I tell you, I will surely miss him because I really, really love him. I really love him, and I'm glad that God put him in my life. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
My deepest sympathy to the family.
Thank you, Yvonne. We'd love to see you tonight here at the center.
Yeah, if you want to join, there's a plentiful group of people that love him also, and we really appreciate that story. Thank you.
Can I just say something, Yvonne? You know, I'm sure that Armand would be so grateful to you for the words that you've just shared, and he would want you to continue and to be... He used to like to say, every kindness counts, and that includes the kindness towards yourself. Because if you can be kind towards yourself, then you can be kind to everybody. So I know that Armand would be very grateful and very humbled by what you've just said, and happy that he was able to be there for you.
Thank you, thank you. And, you know, I said that to myself last night. Armand would have said to me, if you wanted to say something to Armand, after he's gone, what would you say last night? And I said, Armand, I thank you and I love you. I just thank you from the bottom of my heart.
Beautiful.
Thank you.
Thank you so
thank
much,
you
Yvonne.
So much, Yvonne.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
So between God and Armand's wisdom, you know, she's found comfort in this life. and it's comfort to get her through her depression. Mike, did you want to say something?
Yeah, I'd like to share something more about, you know, the experience of being with Armand and, you know, his last days of in this life. Maybe that would help to convey to listeners of the program and people who have known Armand through all these years. Because the experience was very sudden, and many of us sort of rushed from wherever we were at, a few people coming from a distance, but it was sudden, so there... Armand has had some health issues for quite a while that he's managed, you know, like a steadfast Viking. I heard somebody call him a Viking. I thought that was a beautiful description about how determined he was in life to keep his ship afloat and captain his boat. So those of us sitting at this table and those of us that were part of those last days and stuff. We were brought into a space of being open and close with each other and sharing and supporting each other and doing work that needs to be done, and I think we're going to continue to do that. Armand himself, I think, was very prepared. I think he was more at peace that things were taken care of, that he cared about, that he had a chance to communicate to some people. I think he would regret that there wasn't more time for him to meet in person with all these people who will be calling in today, and many, many dear and close friends and colleagues. I go back 35 years with Armand. I know he's got colleagues all over the world that would have loved to visit him. There just wasn't any time, you know. So, but to convey that there was a peacefulness and an openness and really people living in an awareness of the present moment, and maybe a beauty of this time is you sense the fragility of the present moment. You know, for each of us, something can happen. And when somebody's in that state, you really, like, tune in. But he was peaceful with things. He was prepared with things. And I think he'd be, you know, very, very... I think one thing that we're trying to convey in the fellows that are running this radio show and the staff at the DeMille Center are conveying is that, you know, they will carry on.
Thank you, Michael.
Indeed.
Thank you.
I want to say hi to one of Armand's favorite people to talk to on the radio. Carol's calling from Brooklyn, a regular caller that we hear from very often. Carol, what's going on?
Hello. Guys, I'm in a state of shock. I've been so busy the last couple weeks, I've not had a chance to listen to Armand. I have a little AM, FM, transistor radio that I walk around with, and I always try to listen to the positive mind. And when I tuned in today and heard you mention that Armand had died, I just lost it. I felt like I lost my father, like I lost a family member. Armand has been such, he has helped me so much. Such an exceptional person. And he has always invited me to come and meet him, and I never did. And it is just a sign, a wake up call to me to not put off.
You know, Carol,
doing what we need to do. You know, I'm so sorry I never met him in person.
I think he would have felt like you've been here with us because you've always been calling in and talking to Armand, and we've had some great calls with you in the past year, and it's Thank you for your contribution.
It has always been my desire to work with him, you know. I would have wanted him to mentor me, you know. And I am so sorry. I can imagine how you guys feel. If I feel the way I feel, I can imagine how you guys feel.
Carol, you know, I want to share something with you, Carol. It's just a story. When Armand was in the hospital,
yes,
and he expressed to me his wishes for the program to continue,
yes,
I said, of course we have to keep the program going. We have to keep hearing from Carol in Brooklyn.
Really?
You know, I said that to him. I really did. And and a couple other frequent callers, but, you know, you were one of the regular callers that I mentioned.
You're the one we always think of, you know. Definitely.
Oh, man.
I'm so happy you called us today, Carol. Thank you. And I think you should come to the center tonight if you're free.
What time does it start, please?
6:30. 6:30 to 9.
Yes, 6:30.
119 West 57th. 11th
119 West 57th.
Yeah.
11th floor. Yep.
11th floor. Yes.
Yeah. And if you, you know, if you don't have that, you can go to the address on thepositivemind.com. The address is also there.
Carol,
can I just say
something this morning? Hi, I'm Elizabeth, and I'm a friend of Armand's. And this morning,
hello,
I was just looking through some emails that we had shared back and forth, and a line came out of one of them, and it said, I was crying at the time, and it said, "Your tears are nourishing the earth. You have to cry them." And I thought, gosh, there's going to be a lot of people today who need to hear that, because there's a lot of people very sad today. And I think directly from Armand, your tears, Carol, are nourishing the earth today.
Let them flow.
Yeah.
Let them flow.
Oh, man. I can't believe it. No more Armand to speak to. Oh, my gosh.
Well, you know, we're also, you know, in the coming weeks, we plan on bringing back a lot of stuff that people haven't heard in a long time. We're going to go through the archives and really get some of the best of Armand DeMille. So it's not the end of this. We're going to honor him in the best way possible. So,
would he have wanted us to be sad or happy?
Happy. Happy.
He
wanted
us to
celebrate.
To be happy?
He wanted to be happy, and he wanted people to laugh and dance and celebrate.
Okay.
But he would have been okay with some sadness.
Yeah, well, as my
just
one of my
what you feel, right?
Yeah.
Yeah,
and you know my favorite Armand saying, "Tears are the sweat of the heart, my friends."
Exactly, tears are the sweat of the heart. Yes.
Yeah.
Exactly. Thank you so much, guys.
Thank you so much, Carol.
For
keep
Carol
up the good work.
You bet. Keep calling.
And I'm going to do
calling.
My best to be there later.
Thank you, Carol. It'll be great to see you.
Okay.
Thanks, Carol. Bye-bye.
Take care. Bye-bye.
All right. So we're reaching the half of the hour. And thank you so much for all the callers that have called in so far. Yvonne, David, Carol, and all those people that are trying to call right now. We're going to get to you. We're getting your numbers down. We'll call you back. But we're going to take a short break. With a song of, I know was a favorite of Armand's. It's quite wonderful. With a short bumper from the radio, and we'll get right back to this. Thank you for listening to The Positive Mind on WBAI 99.5 FM, and I am Julian Joiello. Too far away.
tried to talk it over, but the words got in the way. We're lost inside this lonely game we play. Thoughts of leaving disappear each time I see your eyes. And no matter how hard I try to understand the reason why we carry on this way, we're lost in this masquerade.
Carpenters with This Masquerade here on WBAI 99.5 FM. You're tuned into The Positive Mind, and we are continuing to remember Armand DeMille, a man who was a friend, teacher to so many. And it's really good to be here and to hear from so many people just how much he meant to them. Jane's on the line.
Yeah, actually, Jane, let's put you through right now. One second, are you there, Jane?
Yes, I am.
Oh, great.
I just want to express my gratitude towards Armand. I used to live in Brooklyn, New York. I actually moved out of the city in 04, and he got me through living in the city. And I was up at the DeMille Center once, where I did get to meet him. I guess I started listening ever he started BAI, maybe the late 80s. He really got me through, and just remind us we are all connected. And we are all connected. And, the Mother Earth is crying, but being connected, we could heal her. And Armand's spirit alive within us by keeping connected, and we're not alone. I live out alone out here in Western Mass now.
Jean, are you back in the city?
No, I'm not. I'm in Massachusetts. I'm in Western Massachusetts. I live in the woods now. Yeah, a little different than Brooklyn.
Oh, yeah.
These days. Yeah, I left a few years after 9/11. Wish I'm not a city person, but I said Armand got me through that time. I was working as a sign maker, listening to him and Gary Noe. I think he started on Gary Noe, and then he had his own show. And he was very special. He was a special person. He actually got me back into bike riding, too. I remember him talking about riding the bike uphill and said, yeah, wriggle the bikes back and forth. It makes it easier. Or on the mill thing. Yeah,
you'd love our city
really
bikes.
Thanks to Facebook, that's how I knew he passed. Yeah, I've heard he passed away because of Facebook, my connections. And I'm glad through the internet, I still connect to WBAI, and that's a blessing.
Absolutely.
So I have the best of two worlds, WBAI and country living.
Jane, thank you so much for calling in.
Yes, and thank you, and they keep listening, and, we got to keep the spirit alive within us.
Absolutely. That's what we're all trying to do here.
Yeah, yes. And thank you, Armand.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, Armand.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, Jane.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, and it's interesting. Today, I mean, is part two of this sort of grieving process for everybody here at the Positive Mind, all the listeners, all the callers, and all the people who loved Armand. And I know for me, I was quite close to Armand, and I was saying when I first got the news, it was a strange feeling for me because I was shocked and I didn't know what to feel. And I know he would tell me, you know, just feel and experience, you know, everything in the moment. And I just felt empty and I couldn't cry. I couldn't feel anything. And I started listening to his voicemails. And he always leaves me voicemails because he was calling me all the time, you know, the phone's broken, or like, what's the radio show tomorrow? What are we doing? You know, and I realized that, you know, I started laughing mm-hmm. because Armand is such a funny guy, and he's so jovial, he's so celebratory, about life. And one of the greatest gifts he gave me was just to celebrate the feeling of living. And I feel like I respect life so much more because of him. And I know that he respected it until the end. And I just started laughing so much by myself. And that's when I was able to cry. And through that, I felt like I was able to feel everything about all this. And I know that this is a sad time for everyone because we lost something huge. The world is missing a part now, part of itself. But at the same time, it's also, it's a beautiful thing, and this is the cycle of life, and I think he appreciates that too. So thank you, everybody, for calling in, and we really appreciate that, and we're going to continue doing that. So keep calling in at 212-757-5555, and it's just great to have all the energy in this room. I mean, we're used to having Armand in here, but this isn't that bad either. We have, five of us in this studio, and it's just a lot of great, caring, kind energy, smart, intelligent people. And I thank you guys for helping me and Ben do this radio show, because
we should do a show on Armand's jokes.
Yeah, we were just saying I would love to.
The
spend
only
time.
Two jokes I know are Armand jokes, and one of them's very long, but I never remember jokes, but, you know, he would recycle them.
Oh, yeah, and he was the best at telling jokes. And sometimes he would tell me a joke that wasn't that funny, and I would just laugh because it was like he was really funny telling me it. I don't
the
know.
Delivery.
So it was just his delivery was great, and I was like, I would start laughing, and I was like, was that funny?
I have a short Armand joke.
Yeah.
Yeah, did you hear the one about the restaurant on the moon? Great food, but no atmosphere.
Skeleton walks into a bar and asks for a beer and a mop. You get that one? No, but the way he said mop was so great.
Mop.
And then, of course, Mr. Gorski. You know, the Mr. Gorski joke. And then you know, we'll maybe get to this next week. The Einstein joke.
Is that the long one?
Yeah, that's the long one. If we have a minute, I'll tell the Einstein joke. You know, Einstein was a great lover of children, a big advocate for children. And one day he had his landscaping crew and actually a concrete crew come into his house to pave his walkway in Princeton, New Jersey. And, you know, after they left a few hours later, some kids were walking by and they were all prancing in the fresh concrete. And Einstein comes out with his walker and his cane, and he starts hitting these kids, you know, that are stepping in his fresh concrete. And, you know, some guy comes by and says, "Oh, yo, you're Einstein. What are you doing? You know, you love children." And he says, "I love children in the abstract, but not in the concrete."
That's good. Great. And to
so, you know, only the way he tells it is better, but
yeah, no. Yeah. You're channeling him there. That was good.
Mr. Gorski's coming next week, okay?
And we've actually got,
I want to just quickly share a really nice note that I just got in my email from a longtime listener, Luz. She said that Armand's gentle voice urged us to live authentically, to live by one's heart, and to forgive our human selves as needed. He kept me company on the radio. I would enjoy all his clear insight and sensible thoughts. He is very missed. Thank you, Luz, for that email.
Thank you for that.
Thank you.
And we've got Bob on the line. Bob, are you still there?
I sure am. Can you hear me?
Hey, Bob. Yes, we can hear you. Great. And so, you know, as per what's been going on, just let us know what the positive mind has, what kind of effect has it had on you
sure.
in your life?
Sure, absolutely. By the way, the last joke I remember had the punchline, "Were you out bowling?" Do you remember that one?
Yes, we remember that one. We'll deliver that one next week.
So I think it seemed like it was maybe, I think last week you guys had a repeat because Armand was in the hospital.
Yes, it was that was a pre-recording we did last week. For anybody who's wondering, it was one of his favorite programs me and him actually produced about 2 years ago. When we were doing all pre-recordings after the hurricane in New York, and he always told me to play that one when times were getting tough because he loved it. So that was Courage, Love, and Fear.
Well, I guess the good news is that no matter what I'm feeling right now, I guess I would be encouraged by Armand to feel it authentically and to feel it to the full extent that it needs to be felt. Mm. I listened to Armand since his first show back in the 80s. I don't remember exactly when it was.
Wow.
And he was on three times a week, and then he was cut back to two times a week. I was with him throughout all the Roberta Atti years, which were incredibly wonderful and enlightening.
Yeah.
And I knew from me, you know, I met him a few times, but he always recognized my voice on the air, even when I tried to disguise it, because there were times when I would call a little too much, a little too needy, you know, and I saw him as a father figure and somebody who could, you know, give me a sense of comfort. And I don't know. No matter how bad my days were with anxiety or depression, I knew that on Tuesday and Wednesday, I could tune in at 1 o'clock, and I would be hearing something unexpected and fresh and only delivered from the kind of oblique point of view that Armand had. But even when he would have a topic such as your living space, I would automatically go, "That doesn't sound very interesting," and he would put a twist on it that would bring it right back to me and personalize it and bring it into a realm of deeper understanding and all the implications involved. I also really enjoyed when he'd have a guest on the air, but he wouldn't just interview them, you know, and in a very compromised way. He would actually almost go after them, especially when they were a psychologist or somebody plugging a book. Somebody with a particular modality.
Yeah, he would always take it and say, "Well, okay, well, what's really interesting about this? Or let's see the other side," because he knows that, you know, you've been doing this 2-week interview thing with every radio show and every TV show. Let's make my experience with you unique. And
I heard him very often challenge people who would make blanket statements about certain things, and he would.
Oh yeah.
I used to love that because it was in this true spirit of truth and inquiry. I just want to say for me, guys, that I found out by tuning in yesterday just for another Armand show that was going to be enlightening and uplifting and make me feel like I'm one-on-one with him, even though it's just over the airwaves. And I was shocked to hear him being referred to in the past tense. I was just, I'm echoing a previous caller where I feel like I've lost a father, and this is just so unreal. I don't know. It just doesn't. I guess he was on the air for like 30 years, and I heard every show.
35 years, yeah.
And the help he gave me is immeasurable, you know, because there was nobody like him, and he was open to everything, and there were so many, the compassion and the understanding and the intuition. You can go on and on, but what kept me coming back, it was always new and always fresh and always an insight that came from a place that I wouldn't have expected, that nourished me so much. And I'm still in a place of disbelief, much less grief.
Yeah, I mean, you say that, and actually that reminds me of a program that he did with Roberta Maria Atti, and it's actually called Depression, Spaghetti, and Making Bread. And I remember just being like, what is this program about? And he takes depression, and then he also just takes food and making bread and spaghetti and cooking,
yeah,
and how that relates to depression, how that can be therapeutic, or how it can be related to it in any way. And I was just like, he always takes these things and just looks at them in a totally different way, and maybe takes the most outlandish idea and we'll put it together and it makes so much sense. And nobody else is doing that. And again, I mean, we're going to keep the archives up forever. So these archives are going to stay there on thepositivemind.com. So all those programs that you've heard, they're still there, and you can always go back and listen to them. And I know this is going to be really tough for everybody, and it's tough for all of us too.
I mean, for me, it was just a shock because, you know, when my mother died, at least I had some warning. I was with her, but this was just like another day where I was turning on the radio.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I'm still kind of reeling from it. I feel like I had a really, like most people, I think I really had a kind of a personal relationship with him, even
Absolutely.
Though I only met him a few times in person. Because, he, you know, what he said resonated to me, and he gave me so much, you know. Basically, he gave me, you know, I guess what he would say is, there are two quotes that I always remember from him. One is, what is love, actually? Well, love, you know, love is basically you love the way you feel when you're with somebody. It's not about loving the other person. It's loving the way you feel when you're with them. And I love that. It really defined it.
Yeah, he actually asked me that a couple days ago when I was with him. And I remember him bringing that idea up a lot. And I really appreciate him always questioning that idea, because people kind of always accept that. And I really appreciate him.
Very unconventional. And another one, I don't want to take too much time, was a lot of the problems that we have involve going to the wrong people for the right reasons or going to the right people for the wrong reasons, and that was just so brilliant and pithy.
Yeah.
I'm just in shock. I could go on for hours. I just...
Thank you so much for calling in, Bob. We actually have a little clip from this documentary that he was a part of about New York City, and we just wanted to play it just to hear...
Want to invite Bob out tonight to come down
awesome.
Here, you know.
Yeah.
Great stories, Bob, and we'd appreciate hearing more. Bring him down. We're here tonight at 119 West 57th, Suite 1100. You know, and I would say for people that are coming to pick one thing, you know, we all have so many things we could say about Armand, but one special thing that he did for you.
Thanks, guys. So,
thank you, Bob.
Thank you so much, Bob, for calling in. Hope to hear from you soon.
You know, Armand was a legendary New Yorker. Real true blue kind of old school New York guy, and grew up in the Lower East Side and lived, I think, his whole life in Manhattan, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
He did.
And this is just a great clip of him describing the energy of New York City.
When people get to New York, they're immediately hit with this incredible pulse and energy of the city. New York has a rhythm, a pulse, a tension to it. You have to ride that rhythm one way or another. You could ride underneath it, and you could say, well, I'll just go at half the time of everybody else. You could go on top of it, or you could go in the rhythm of it. If you don't hit the rhythm, New York eats you, chews you up, and spits you out. And you go away saying, I hate that city. I can't stand it. I would never want to live there. But on the other hand, if you do get into step, it's quite a dance.
Yeah, and that's just that one always resonates with me. Whenever I meet someone who's visiting New York for the first time, it's like it is totally that is how it is, and I think you said it so well.
It's quite a dance.
It's quite a dance, yeah. Life is a dance.
That should be a new phrase out there. Get in step, man. Relax.
Yeah.
Relax.
So we're reaching the last couple of minutes with our program today here at The Positive Mind, and again, this is part two of our tribute to Armand DeMille's legacy. 35 years on WBAI and The Positive Mind. Thank you so much to all the callers today who have been calling in. We really, really appreciate your honesty and your, I know it's an emotional experience. And we're going to try to take one more call today. One second.
Keep sending us your emails. You can send them to thepositivemind@wbai.org or straight to armand@thepositivemind.com. And we really want to hear more from you. Next week, we're going to do a compilation of all the great email messages that we've received and read those over the air and share that with everyone.
Beautiful. Beautiful. I got a text in the middle of the night last night around 2:54. A world without Armand in it. You know.
Yeah.
That's all it said. A world without Armand in it.
It's a different world.
It's a different world.
We got time for one quick phone call. Roger, you're on the line.
Hi, how are you guys? I am in shock. I am in total shock. I just turned on the radio about 15 minutes ago. I had no idea. And I'm kind of at a loss for words, but my condolences to the family, to you guys, to everyone involved. I am unhappy that I did not take the chance to have a therapy session with Armand. But
yeah.
I am so happy that I got the chance to speak with him and then to actually confirm that he was friends with my mother's best friend back in the old days, Roz Wiener. I will mention her name. And I hope I will be able to come down to the center and take advantage of getting some therapy with some of you guys, or one of you guys, or anyone there.
Sure, you will. Come on in.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
And Roger, come on out tonight if you're free. We're here at 119 West 57th Street. That's Suite 1100.
Is that, that's the center there, right?
Yeah, there's going to be a big group of people going to sit around and tell stories and share, and you're more than welcome to come on in.
Oh, thank you so much.
Yeah, we'd love to have you here, and thank you for listening, and thanks for calling today and just talking about him even just for a little bit.
Thank you so much.
Absolutely.
Hope to see you later.
All right.
Be well.
Bye-bye.
Be well.
So we're reaching the last minute of our program today, and thanks for listening, everybody, today. I'm Julian. We've got Ben in the studio. Thank you, Ben, Kevin, Elizabeth, Michael, so much for making this program today just great and honest and valuable, and honoring Armand. We did it, I think, in a fantastic way. And again, to the callers, they did a great job, and Armand really loved the callers.
and for those of you out there listening on the podcast, Armand always loved to hear who was listening from all other parts of the world. We got a note from Dubai last night or earlier today. We just love it if you would just send us a note and let us know if you're listening far away, where you're listening from.
Yeah, if you have any questions, comments, notes that you want to send, send it to positivemind@wbai.org is our email, positivemind@wbai.org. Thanks for listening, and stay tuned. We'll continue our programming Tuesdays and Wednesdays at 1 p.m. here on WBAI 99.5 FM. And just to celebrate life as Armand always did, here's one of Armand's favorite dancing songs. He would always dance in the studio to this one, and we would lower the microphones, and he would just do a dance and close his eyes. And here's Respect Yourself.
Amazing.
By the Staple Singers. Amazing.
Amazing. Fantastic.
Wow.
Anthony Fino.